Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, March 7th. Thanks so much for being here for this half hour, just for you guys waking up early. We love having you here. It is almost to the weekend. You're almost there. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. Not bad. It's been a nice week. It was a nice day yesterday. Nice radio show yesterday. Did some stuff for Channel 8 after the show. Filmed my car show last night that I do for YouTube. And then got home and went for a really nice run. Had a nice dinner. It was a good day for me yesterday. How was your day?
My day was just fine. It was good. Yesterday, yeah, I had some stuff to do after the show and just happy to have kind of not everyone back in my house, but my husband and my youngest, they were out of town for a long time. So it was nice. We had dinner together, just kind of hung out. It was really, really tired yesterday, just kind of dragging all day long. So by the time I finally got set up and into bed last night, I just crashed hard. Weird dreams. You know, you're overtired when you just start having like the weirdest dreams ever. So I woke up this morning. I'm like, what day is it? Oh my gosh, the weekend can't come faster. I was really excited because we have some friends that are coming in from out of town this weekend that we're supposed to meet up with. And then I saw yesterday, I didn't know that I did know they were coming into town. A friend of mine is going to the show Friday, but I didn't realize they were in concert on Saturday too. And our Saturday is open and New Edition is in town. And so I was telling my husband, I'm like, New Edition's in town. They're over at the Wynn. And he's like, oh, that, I didn't realize that. I'm like, yeah, that would be really cool to go to that. Hint, hint. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we end up going to that show this weekend.
Don't you have an anniversary coming up this month?
We do. Yeah,
maybe,
not yet.
Maybe that could be an anniversary present from Matt to you. New Edition tickets.
I think he already has that taken care of, but that would be a great addition to it. Yeah, or we could just buy them together. It doesn't have to be a present.
Make it a special event or something. Just sitting here. And you, my friend, you've been going nonstop. You've had NASCAR. You've had your thrill. You've been, we do the TV show in the afternoon. And so you've had a busy run there the past couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been a busy one, but I'm not complaining. It's been fun. So yeah, I think everything just kind of started to catch up with me sleep-wise. I haven't been getting a ton of sleep lately, but yeah, just those weird, weird dreams. I had a weird experience yesterday. Maybe we could talk about it later because I think it happens to a lot of people when I accidentally fell asleep before I was supposed to go to the TV show yesterday. It was I was not intending to fall asleep and I just was done.
Sleep, it's when you're sleep deprived, it is so weird because you fall asleep when they're driving or something. Not saying you did that, but people that in these situations, they fall asleep. It just shows how tired you are. Normally, the brain or something would try to, if it feels like it's in danger, would do something to help you out. But in this situation, if you're driving, you start to fall asleep. Your body's like, all right, yeah, let's go to sleep. We're tired. Who cares if we're driving?
It's so weird if you're deprived.
Yeah, you need it.
Well, hopefully you guys got some sleep last night or you're getting ready to get some sleep this morning. We are here and ready to go. So let's do it. Let's kick off the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear December by Collective Soul?
Don't scream aloud. Don't think aloud.
California Love by Tupac. California. Do you want to hear Behind These Hazel Eyes by Kelly Clarkson? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're gonna want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, have you? Have you ever had something that was just like you were so obsessed about that you watched it over and over? A movie, a TV show, like maybe as a kid, it was just like your movie. We're gonna talk about what I think the next one's going to be in my house here coming up soon. But first, the votes are in, and California Love by Tupac is a pre-show you pick 'em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. We have a family calendar that we share, and everyone has like their designated colors and everything. And I got a reminder for something that's happening this month that I did not put in. It was on my daughter's calendar, and it was a reminder that something is happening this month that in both of their worlds is very big. And that is the Eras Tour movie starts streaming on Disney Plus on the 14th this month. So it's in our calendar. I was putting something in. I got a reminder. I was like, oh, that's right. I'm glad we're putting these things on our calendar. And it's just, it's cute because both of my girls love Taylor and are really excited about the Eras movie coming out. Streaming, we rented it once for $19.89. But now you can stream it as many times as you want, and they're super excited. So I have a feeling that that's going to be the movie that is going to be on replay in our house over and over and over again, just on all the time. And I was thinking, I used to be the same way. There were a couple of movies that were our go-tos. Like, whenever we watched TV, if there was nothing on, we watched it, we loved it. And the big one for me was like me and my little sister. She was especially obsessed with it, but I loved it too. Was this one?
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where
the Little
they
Mermaid.
Stay all day in the
we must have watched this movie, I'd say, no less than 2,000 times. Like, I can recite this movie forwards and backwards and everything in between. This was our movie. And then also, The Karate Kid. The original Karate Kid. I know both of those movies by heart because we watched them so much. What was the movie that you watched over and over and over again as a kid? 702-364-9400.
It was, we had a VCR growing up in our house, and I don't know why or who bought this movie in our house, but it had to be my parents. They bought the movie. You remember The Three Amigos?
Yes, Steve Martin and Martin Short and was it Chevy Chase?
Yes, yeah, they were the three amigos. I don't know why my parents bought that movie, but we had it on VHS, and that was like the go-to watch. I must have watched that movie at least 200 times because friends would come over like, hey, do you guys want to watch a movie? Sure, what do you have? Three Amigos, we'd put it in. My parents would be entertaining. Do you guys want to? Because it was a big thing. We had a VCR. Do you guys want to watch a movie? Sure, let's watch The Three Amigos. I remember the singing bush in that movie. I remember the end of the movie when they all so everyone in the village looks like a Three Amigo. I remember the cartel they were trying to take down. Three Amigos was on all the time in our house.
I think that's one of those movies that you know of, but I've never seen it. I've never actually watched it, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh, it was just like, I don't know why, who bought it. Maybe it was a gift, but that was the go-to movie. Three Amigos.
What was your go-to movie? The movie that you've seen a bazillion times. Some of the texts we're getting. We're actually getting quite a few for the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That is a good one. Yes. Top Gun. Oh, yeah. Negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full. I loved that movie. That was so good.
It's one of the most quoted movies of all time,
yes.
I think. It's Mix 94.1. I have this thing where I get
older. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2019.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, March 7th, 6 o'clock. Thank you guys for joining us as we get things going here on a Thursday. And yes, it's show number 2019. So let's go back to the year 2019 where this was the top song.
Got the horses in the back.
Lil Nas X blew up, and Old Town Road could not be denied. After the song breaking status, Billy Ray Cyrus was added to the remix, making it fully valid that it was a country song after that.
What a flashback here. I totally forgot about this song.
It was number one for so many weeks. Yeah, this was the top song of 2019. The top movies were Avengers Endgame, The Lion King, the live-action remake of The Lion King, Frozen 2, Toy Story 4, Captain Marvel, and Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. In 2019, a picture of an egg became the most liked Instagram post ever. Remember when everyone was liking that picture?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
That was 2019. I guess we were bored. I don't know why that was like such a big thing, but yeah, it was. The Jonas Brothers made their return in 2019, and a lot of people thought they would never get back together. They returned. They dropped this new song, Sucker, and they had it. Carpool Karaoke that went viral. That was the year of the Jonas Brothers comeback. 2019 was also the year of the college admissions scandal. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Who were the
Lori
parents?
Lori Loughlin.
Yes.
Felicity Huffman. And over 50 other people were charged with trying to make bribes to get their kids into certain schools. And Lori Loughlin was actually sentenced to 2 months in jail.
That's right. Wasn't her their application like over the top talking about her daughter being on the rowing team and all this other stuff?
Yeah, and they
just
like
so
took
extreme.
Pictures of her like rowing when she's never done
she's
it
just
before.
Sitting in the boat.
Yeah. Also, 2019, the series finale of this show. Game of Thrones. A lot of people weren't happy with the finale. I don't know. I go back and forth. I really loved that show, but it was definitely one of those controversial finales for sure.
Did you like it, or at the time when it happened?
At the time, I felt satisfied, but then I kept thinking about it, and I was like, I don't know if I liked what they did with some of the characters. And so, yeah, like I said, I just keep going back and forth on that one. The U.S. women's soccer team won the Gold Cup back in 2019. The bottle cap challenge took over in 2019.
Which one was that?
That was the one where a taekwondo instructor, he started this challenge when he posted a video of himself kicking a bottle cap off of a water bottle. Remember that?
I remember doing it, yeah.
He challenged John Mayer to do it, and then the rest is history. It just blew up after that.
I love all this stuff. This is like pre-2020, pre-pandemic world we're living in. Oh, let's do the bottle cap challenge. Let's like that picture of the egg. We don't know what's coming.
It was an easy, simpler time. But the big one that came out of 2019 was a viral meme. It became a phenomenon. It had me laughing way more than it should have. And it was Kylie Jenner singing Rise and Shine to wake up Stormy in the morning.
Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
So to you this morning, we say
rise and shine.
Ah, 2019.
Oh, man. Tomorrow's going to be an interesting one.
Oh, yeah. What happened in 2020? I have no idea. I'm going to have to do some research.
Oh, this is going to be good. Let's talk about, get me choked up here. Today's show, we got tickets for you to Reggae in the Desert. We've got an early edition of Heads Up, which is happening in about 15 minutes. So when you win it, you get those tickets to Reggae in the Desert. But up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
The new movie that's coming out that everyone is saying is based on Harry Styles. Is it? We're going to talk about that and more coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Harry Styles is trending this morning. Rumors are are swirling that the new movie called The Idea of You is based on Harry. It's a movie that stars Anne Hathaway and Nicholas Galitzine. He's a new actor. New to me. But I watched the trailer that just came out about this movie. It was just released, and fans are noticing that there are a lot of similarities to Harry Styles. So the movie is about a 24-year-old boy band member whose name is Hayes Campbell, and he falls in love with a 40-year-old single mom. Well, Nicholas in the movie that plays the main character says that those rumors are completely untrue. He said, "We tried to create a character that felt, you know, maybe akin to Harry in a sense, that he's a younger man dating an older woman. It was important to create someone who felt new and original and not a sort of shoddy impersonation of this person." I highly recommend checking out the trailer. The Idea of You premieres on Prime Video on May 2nd. At first, I started watching it, and I'm like, how close could it be to Harry Styles? And I think we're talking about when he was dating Olivia Wilde. Mm-hmm. And so, I was like, ooh. First of all, it looks really good based on the trailer. And second of all, I can see why people are pulling the similarities.
Is it just the age thing, or is he this person who plays also a singer and the person Anne Hathaway plays an actress, or it's just the age differences, the similarities?
No, like I said, he's a boy band member. Uh-huh. in this group, and Anne Hathaway is, I think she's like an art dealer or an artist or something, and so she goes to Coachella where he's performing, and they kind of meet backstage. And then she doesn't realize who he is until she's on stage, and he's on stage. And she's like, "Oh crap, that was the guy that I met." So it's really
interesting.
It looks cute.
Yeah.
So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning is Rust, the movie Rust. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer on the movie, who was charged in connection to the death of Helena Hutchins, she was found guilty in a New Mexico court yesterday. She was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, but not guilty of evidence tampering. The trial was 2 weeks long, and the prosecution argued that it all boiled down to negligence on her part on the movie set. Her attorneys asked that she remain free until sentencing, but that request was denied by a judge, noting that, look, she had been found guilty of the death of someone. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let her go. She's facing up to 18 months in prison, a $5,000 fine. Alec Baldwin will go to trial in the same case later this summer. He's also facing manslaughter charges.
It goes back to the whole thing. Why even bring the live rounds on set? Why even have them there? There's no need for that stuff on set.
Yeah, I can't understand that either. That just makes zero sense. So it's a sad ending all the way around. Mm-hmm. On that one. And then finally, Applebee's and IHOP are trending. Did you ever have apps and pancakes joining forces on your 2024 bingo card? Probably not, but here we go. Applebee's and IHOP, which are both owned by Dine Brands Inc., have already tested 8 prototype locations around the world, combining the two restaurants into one with a shared dining area. The company says these test locations made twice as much money as a standalone Applebee's or a standalone IHOP location. And the company said on its earnings call that the company may be just launching this combo concept soon. IHOP agreed to buy Applebee's for around $1.9 billion in cash in 2019. I don't know if I like the idea of these restaurant mashups. I mean, it does double your menu, I guess, but it just, I don't know if it works for me. What do you think?
I like the IHOP. To me, the restaurants are two different feels. So would they combine the feel of the restaurants? Because to me, IHOP has that breakfasty, just the way that the setup, the counters are set up, the tables are set up. It's a different feel than walking into Applebee's. I wouldn't want them to mesh the restaurant part together.
Yeah, it sounds, I don't know, your $2 margaritas and your pancakes all in one place. I don't know if it works, but it's obviously making a lot of money, so we'll see what happens with that, and that is what's trending.
We've got Heads Up coming up next, and when you win, you're going to get tickets to Reggae in the Desert. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, our contestants on the line. Hi, Ricky. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Doing great. We have these Reggae in the Desert tickets for you if you can win. Heads up. Pick a category. Do you want to go with field goal or game master?
Field goal.
Field goal it is. Okay, National Sportsmanship Day was on Tuesday. So these are all different types of sports, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'll pick you, Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Ricky, here you go, buddy. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you win, and you start now.
You use a tee and you use a club to play.
Golf.
Yes. You dribble this.
Basketball.
Yes. You put on your gloves and you punch people.
Boxing.
Yes. You have like a stick with a net on it and you throw the ball. No, it's
rugby. Or pass.
Okay. This is where you bump set spike.
Volleyball.
Yes. This is the Golden Knights play this.
Hockey.
Yes. This is when you have a bow and arrow and you try to hit a target.
Archery.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Nice. Ricky, nice job. Congratulations.
Oh, that was intense.
He's recovering.
Like, I just got to take a breath here.
You guys have like 25 seconds
to
spare.
Plenty of time.
Hey, Ricky, you're all set with tickets to Reggae in the Desert. That's at the Clark County Amphitheater, and it's happening on Saturday, April 20th. Now, next hour, we've got the Mega Minute, and when you conquer the Mega Minute, you're going to get tickets to go see Joe Coy. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning.
Rise and shine.
Get up, people.
Rise and shine.
I still can't get this out of my head. We were talking about it earlier. We flashed back earlier this hour to the year 2019 and the things that happened in 2019. And that was one of them. That if you don't know what that sound is, it's Kylie Jenner. She filmed a video of her going in to wake up Stormy in the morning. And when she goes in there, it's all dark and Stormy's laying there, cute as can be, and Kylie starts singing.
Rise and shine.
And everyone just like took that and ran with it and made it kind of a joke. It was kind of funny. And it's just one of those pop culture-y kind of moments that I will never forget because I think it's so funny. And now as a joke, I'll do that too. Like if I go in and wake up my kid, I'm like, rise and shine. And she's like, stop it. It's just, I don't know. Is there a pop culture moment or a phenomenon that you will never forget? It's like embedded in your mind. And what was it? 702-364-9400. Steph, I know you have one and it drives you absolutely crazy.
And it's happened almost every day since 2014. Do you remember when U2 invaded our phones and put their whole entire album on all of our iPhones? It was the Songs of Innocence album. And I'll never forget it because every day when I get into my car, I have that album still on my phone. I have yet to delete it. And it starts playing.
Oh.
I hate it. It's so annoying. I'm sorry. The song that plays is this one. And I'm like, change it. Why'd you do this to me? And I don't know how to delete it. I got to figure out how to do it because it drives me crazy.
If it's worth anything, even Bono apologized for doing this in his memoir. He said, I am so sorry.
Why did
it didn't go over as planned. His whole thought process was, he compared it to Netflix. If someone has Netflix, you open up your Netflix account, there's free movies in there all the time. That was his comparison. It didn't go over well. It backfired.
Not at all. That was a huge pop culture phenomenon. Side note, it's interesting that that's the song that plays when you plug in your phone. Mine is the A-Team by Ed Sheeran. A-Team by Ed Sheeran always plays first whenever I plug in my phone.
Is it alphabetical? So A?
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is for me. But it's interesting. I get in my car, plug in the phone. Oh, gosh. I love you, Ed Sheeran, but not again.
Next!
Exactly.
Skip.
Is there something for you? Let's talk to Shelly. Shelly, what's the pop culture phenomenon that you cannot stop thinking about?
The song by Queen, it comes on. It's Another One Bites the Dust. It reminds me of my stepbrother flexing his muscles in the mirror. playing that stupid song, and every time I hear it, it drives me nuts.
Okay, I was about to play it, but then since we know it drives you nuts, we will definitely not play it. That's the last thing we want to do this morning, for sure.
Mercedes, do you remember this one? And Stefan, I remember this one. Do you remember when Christian Bale had that meltdown on set? He had a complete meltdown. He was yelling at the lighting guy, Bruce, or something. This was maybe 2012, 2013. I've got the audio. For some reason, this just, it cracks me up when I hear it. This is Christian Bale on set, just losing it with someone in lighting, I think it was.
Kick your I want you off the set, you
sorry.
Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one second. The are you doing?
Just a poor guy.
Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I walk around and rip down? No, shut up, Bruce. Do I want? No. No.
No.
Don't shut me up. Am I going to walk around and rip your
He was
down?
Out of control. Out of control.
And we had so much fun with this playing these clips on the show. At one point, he's like, he's like going off on the guy.
Oh, Savannah just texted. She said, I still say bones or no bones. Do you remember that?
No. What was
Is
that
it
from?
A bones or a no bones day?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Was it a dog or
Noodle
something like that?
Noodle the pug. He died.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. This is so sad. But yes, Savannah, are you having a bones or a no bones day? I'm having a no bones day for sure. There's just no bones happening today.
Steph is no bones when you two comes on every morning.
Yeah.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, so let's see here. Where is my Hot 3 at? Here we go. After Tuesday's outage at Meta that made Facebook and Instagram and Threads unusable, it was LinkedIn's turn yesterday. I don't know if you noticed that.
I
rarely go on LinkedIn, but in a post on X, which is the same platform where Meta updated their users on Tuesday's outage. LinkedIn's customer support said, it's not you, it's us. You may be experiencing issues when you try to visit LinkedIn. The social media site returned to normal a short time later, but I'm not like a conspiracy theorist at all, but something's up. Something is up. Things are breaking down. First, it was like, oh, the cell phones, oh, SOS is on all of our cell phones and this and like, DirecTV and something's up.
I love a good conspiracy theory. I love a good one. So this one, yeah, you follow the trend. AT&T 2 weeks ago, Facebook. What is this? What's the movie we were just talking about?
Leave the World Behind.
Yeah, Leave the World Behind. Well, if you see that movie, this is kind of the same premise, but on a larger, much larger scale. But you see in that movie, you see the little nuances starting to lead up to the major events.
Yeah, it's giving me bad vibes. I don't know.
Shake it off.
I'm trying. It's just, you know, like you just... I just have been having like weird vibes about things lately, like everything. It's so weird. I'm very much an empath and I absorb energy and it can be a great thing when it's positive. It can be a terrible thing when it's negative.
So just your overall being, you're feeling,
yes.
Picking up on vibes.
Like even this morning, you guys, like I felt bad. Like I felt really bad. Like I brought in some bad energy because we have a little morning meeting.
Yeah.
And I walked in and you and Steph are like, I walk in silent. I was like, oh man, I brought in the bad vibes. So like,
no, I think we're probably just wrapping up. I forget what we were talking about. I think we're wrapping up a joke or something when he walked in. Because Steph comes in, Steph gets in here because you have to unplug your computer, everything.
Yeah.
So Steph gets into, we all meet in my studio. So Steph probably gets in maybe 2 minutes before you do, just because you didn't have to bring that much stuff in. I think we always kind of just are joking around and then it's the end of the joke when you walk in.
I forget what the joke was even about, but I think it's just like small talk before, okay, let's start our meeting. Like once Mercedes comes in, it's like, okay, we only have so much time.
Showtime, yeah. Like Steph and I were just like kind of chit-chatting.
Yeah.
No, and I appreciate you guys saying that. And I was just, that was like just one thing that has just been like giving me like weird vibes. And the only thing involving you guys, the other stuff is just like, I don't know. I feel like something is off in the universe. I can't explain it.
It's or like, do you ever meet someone and it's just you can't explain it, but there's just like you just pick up something, you pick a vibe on that person?
Oh yeah, all the time. Like I pick up people's vibes before they even have a word out of their mouth.
Oh yeah,
it's so bizarre.
It's that energy.
I don't like it.
This is gonna bother me all day long until I think of what Steph and I were joking about when he walked in the studio. It's usually something we see on the TV because we have the news on in the studio.
I don't
it was
know.
About a chair. You guys are talking about
the chair.
Mercedes, talk about small talk. Steph's like, we're missing a chair. I'm like, we are? These chairs are nice anyway.
Let's build some time while Mercedes walks in the studio.
When did they go missing? I don't know. Is it the tall one or the small one? They all stink anyway.
And then the chair talk stopped, and I was like, oh, you guys can keep talking about the chair. I'll talk about the chair with you.
No, I think we're both looking for it to stop.
Like, oh, thank God, Mercedes. See, let's start our meeting. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I've just been so anxious and just weird feeling vibes about things lately, and I can't explain it. And someone just texted, I blame Mercury retrograde pre-shadows for all the tech issues lately. So I don't know what that means. I know when Mercury is in retrograde, that's like a bad thing. I didn't know it has something to do with the tech too. Steph, you know about that, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. So whoever said this is right. Right now, we're currently going through a pre-shadow Mercury retrograde, which happens before, which is the pre, and then there's post-shadow. So we're like, when we're actually in retrograde, we're in the thick of it. But before, it's starting to build. It's like, okay, tech problems, here's one. I'll give it back to you. But when we're in the middle of the retrograde, it's like full on. You feel everything. Mercury is in control of communication, technology, and travel. So those three things, those major things, will be affected during either pre, middle, and post.
Oh, so we're just getting things started then. Oh, my gosh.
I have to have this anxiety for how long now?
Hey, Mercedes, you know that we're missing a chair in the studio.
That's great fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to get in touch with the show, you can call us. You can text us anytime. 702-364-9400. So this week, I had a weird situation happen, and I never know how to properly act in this. I feel like there are lines that could be crossed. I get very hesitant about saying things, you know, in the workplace. People are sensitive about different things. Some people may take things differently than is intended. And so I really try to think before I speak when in the workplace. And the other day, one of our coworkers, his zipper was down. And I know most of you are like thinking, just be a mature adult and just tell him to zip up his zipper. But there was a lot of people around, and I also didn't want to embarrass him. And two, I in my mind always worry that when a guy has their zipper down, they're going to think that I'm looking at their crotch. I can't help it. I think of these things.
Pretend my zipper's down and tell me my zipper's down. I'll be that guy you just said.
Hey, your zipper's down.
What are you doing checking out my stuff? Oh, looking down here.
I would have no problem telling you because I feel like, you know, we're on that level and it's fine. But this is not someone like I usually hang out with or anything. It's someone that I interact with and that's that. But I don't want to come across as like crossing the line. So what do you do in that situation? Do you just wait for someone else? Like someone else will tell them just, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. Or do you say something? What do you do in that situation? Is it different? Like if you're a man and you see a woman with her zipper down, do you say something then or do you just wait?
I would say something. I would say something to the person and just in a casual manner, like, hey, Tom, zipper's down. Just point it out to them. If it was a big group of people, I would still, and I'm in that room with them, I would still try to let them know because you would
want
them.
In front of everyone? Like, do you say it out loud?
No. If it were a group of people, I would be like, hey, Tom, your zipper's down. I would maybe move over to that person if we're in a room, hey, Tom, and point to his zipper and just let him know so he could pull that thing up. I'm sure he'd want to have it pulled up instead of walking around that room with coworkers with the zipper down. And I would do the same thing if I noticed if a lady had her zipper down. Just not make a scene about it. Excuse me. Your zipper's down. Or just point down there. Do it so a lady takes it the wrong way. Why are you pointing at my crotch? Your zipper's down.
I'll tell you what I did in a second. Uh-oh. But first, let's talk to Robert. Robert, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, I would probably be like, Mercedes, my eyes are up here.
See, thank you, Robert. You just confirmed what I've been thinking. That you're assuming like, wow, why are you looking there?
Yeah.
But I know. See, no. Because for guys, we need to know this stuff. If I'm in the grocery store and a strange woman sees, I would want someone to tell me because that way you end the embarrassment moving forward. Guys, Robert's the one only in that situation.
The one off?
Yeah, the one off.
Okay, so here's what I did.
Uh-oh.
I took the bullet on this one. I happen to be wearing pants. So I unzip my zipper like halfway.
What?
No, just listen.
Where's this going? What did you do?
And I was sitting there. And so once I did that and nobody noticed, I go, oh my gosh, my zipper's like almost falling down. Natural reaction. Everyone went to their zipper and he caught his. I go, oh my gosh, my zipper's almost down. So I zip it the rest of the way. And everyone's like, hey. And I could see him out of the corner of my eye. And he saw his. And he zipped his up. And he didn't say a word. He didn't say a word. I go, sorry, guys. I didn't realize my zipper was halfway down. And so I took the bullet like it was me.
But then you're making more of a spectacle of it, aren't you, by doing that? Like, but, hey, everyone, check your zippers.
The attention was off of him, and it was all on me. So that gave him time to zip his up, and he never said a word. Like, oh, same with me. He didn't say anything. He slowly zipped it up, like, very nonchalantly. And so the focus was on me and my half-zip zipper, and everyone's like, oh, ha-ha, and that was that. And then we moved on. It was perfect. I took the attention away, and he was able to get his up.
Okay, that works in that situation. You're at the grocery store. When you turn around, you see the guy behind you in line. His zipper, it's down all the way. Do you say anything, or do you do that same bit?
I'm sorry. He's a stranger. I don't say it. Do you say something to the stranger? You do?
Yes.
Well, I do the same thing. Hey, everyone in the grocery store. My zipper's halfway down.
On the loudspeaker. Attention, shoppers.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
In about 5 minutes, we've got the Mega Minute. And when you conquer the Mega Minute, tickets for you to go see Joe Coy.
I experienced like one of the freakiest things yesterday, and it hadn't happened to me in a while. And it could be because I'm just overtired or something. But have you ever experienced sleep paralysis before?
Once, and it was terrifying.
It really shook me up yesterday. I can't explain it. So I get home from the radio station and I'm supposed to do the TV show in the afternoon. And I got home pretty early and I was like, I'm just going to sit here on the couch for a minute and watch TV. Well, sitting turned to, I'm just going to lay here for a second. I'm still going to watch TV. And I felt my eyelids getting heavier and heavier. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to pass out. And I did. I passed out. I was out cold. And I fell asleep on the couch and I'm like dreaming weird dreams. And then I realize I'm asleep and that I have to go to work, but I can't move. I can't open my eyes. And in my like pseudo dream, I'm like, get up, you have to go. And I'm like I was completely paralyzed. I couldn't move. I was like, I think I was probably shaking. I don't know. I was by myself, but I finally managed to like open one of my eyelids just a little bit. And I was like, open it more. I was telling myself this. It really freaked me out. The weirdest feeling when I finally got up and going, I was just like, what just happened? I had no control over my body. It was so bizarre.
You described exactly to a T how it was for me. And I remember it so vividly. Mine was back in 1999. Same thing. It was taking a nap on the couch. And I go to wake up. And you can't move your body. But I was fully aware in my mind. Just telling myself the same thing. Get up.
Open your eyes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, why aren't you waking up? What is going on right now? And it was complete panic is setting in, but I could not move my body. And then for me, when I came to, it was like I was gasping for air. And yeah. I got up and I didn't know about sleep paralysis. I never heard of it. And I remember that night being petrified to go to bed for fear that it would happen again and I couldn't wake up in the morning. It was awful.
Yeah, I was afraid too last night. And I slept really deep last night too. But
it's crazy.
It's really bizarre. Have you ever experienced sleep paralysis? And what happened? Savannah says it's happened to her. Hey, Savannah, what happened?
Hi, Mercedes. The first time it ever happened to me, it's happened a couple times, but I was asleep in my bed and my son was like 5 at the time and he was in bed with me. And I woke up, it sounded like there was a jet engine in my room. Like, it was so loud, and I had all this adrenaline. I felt terrified, and then I looked at my door, and somebody was trying to break in my door. But it was a dream, but I didn't know it at the time, and the door swung open, and there was a man standing there, and I remember trying to wake up my son to tell him to run, and I couldn't move, and I couldn't yell or scream, and it was terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, eventually I realized when the person didn't move that it was just a dream and I was okay. I still had that adrenaline and that fear. And I just kind of had to ride it out until I eventually woke up, and then I woke up my son and I asked him, I was like, was I making any noise? And he was got to sleep. Like,
he's like, if you did, I have no clue. Man, Savannah, I totally know what you're talking about, though. Michelle says it happens to her. Michelle, what happened?
I have extreme sleep paralysis. Every month it happens to me. The worst that happens to me, though, is I go to bed. I can hear everything, but it feels a heavy weight on top of me, like somebody holding me down. And the only way I can ever wake up is my children actually can see that I'm trying to say or breathe very heavily, and they have to come in and wake me up. They know that something's happening, so I have to have a TV or a light on to try to keep me level.
So you don't fall into that, like, deep level of sleep paralysis?
Exactly. Oh. Yes, because it gets very hard for me, and my children get scared because they can see almost like I'm scratching maybe the bed, trying to just notify, hey, wake me up, somebody get me up, because I can hear everything happening around me. I just can't do anything.
That is terrifying. I just looked up like why your mind does this to you. I'll tell you in just a second, but first, Derek, what happened to you?
So I went to the Haunted Museum with an ex-girlfriend, and I don't like static, and they have that spirit box where it, like, shuffles through, like, dead radio stations. And I was like, okay, this is creepy, whatever. So I go home, we're going to sleep, and I wake up, and I can't move, and I hear the static, and I'm, like, trying to talk, but it's, like, I'm muffled. And she actually, like, shook me out of it, but it was terrifying.
After you went and visited a haunted house, that would make me really freaked out. They say, so the Cleveland Clinic says that sleep paralysis happens during the rapid eye movement sleep stage when you're likely to have dreams, but the brain will prevent your muscles in your limbs from moving to protect yourself from acting dreams out and hurting yourself. It's all like a reflex type of thing that your brain is like, you're going to act out too much. So we're going to paralyze you and you're not going to be able to move. But does the brain know I have to be at work?
Yeah, let me act out, brain.
I need to get up.
I think it's also just, because I remember at the time what was going on in my life and I was not getting any sleep. It was like going out partying on like weekends and just, it was just like the wild times. And you've had the past couple weeks where you've been going nonstop. And is it just the fact that you're so tired? Your body, you're trying to wake up and your body's like, no, we want to keep sleeping.
That, and just like, there's like little things happening in my life that are causing me some stress that I think it's all starting to build up a little bit. Yeah, probably.
Well, speaking of stress, let's go to the Mega Minute.
Let's get stressed out, people, for prizes.
The Mega Minute has been tense this week.
Yeah, it has. We haven't had a winner either, and today would be the perfect day to do that. We have your tickets to see Joe Coy at the T-Mobile Arena on April 26th. And if you want to see him, just be caller 20 right now and try and conquer the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Get them all right and you win the tickets. Caller 20 gets to try the Mega Minute at 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Our contestant's on the phone. It's Tyler. How you doing this morning, Tyler?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Really well. We're excited for you. We would love to see you walk away with these Joe Coy tickets. Are you ready?
I am ready. I got my daughter Macy next to me.
Oh, yeah.
For my, hopefully, any Taylor Swift.
Tag team it for sure. Absolutely.
All right, Tyler and Macy, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get these 10 questions. Answer them correctly. Now, if you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
Pearls are made by which sea creature?
Oyster.
Yes. Which royal term describes the most important bee in the hive?
Queen Bee.
Yes. Austin Butler starred in a biopic of which rock and roll celebrity?
Elvis.
Yes. In Finding Nemo, Nemo ends up in a tank at what kind of office?
Dentist office.
Yes. Yeah. What rock band is known for their hits Mr. Brightside and Somebody Told Me?
The Killers.
Yes. What U.S. state is known as the Great Lake State?
Michigan.
Yes. The quote, "I'll have what she's having," is from what 1989 rom-com movie?
When Harry Met Sally.
Yes. Bill Belichick is the head coach for which NFL team?
Was the Patriots.
Yes. What small plant is associated with St. Patrick's Day and is known to be good luck?
Four-leaf clover.
Yes. A mimosa is a mix of orange juice and what type of alcohol?
Tyler! Hello?
Tyler, are you...
drink, Mercedes.
Oh,
I don't drink.
Gosh.
Oh, no.
What is it?
It's champagne. It's champagne.
Champagne.
Tyler.
You were on pace. The confidence.
That was the last question, too. Oh, my gosh, Tyler, my heart is broken. I'm so sorry. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere.
The Mega Minute has been a savage this week.
It has been brutal. And good on you on saying, because didn't Bill Belichick?
He's not coach for any team right now.
That was our bad on that. But
the way he answered it was the Patriots.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So that worked out. But it didn't matter because, dang it, that means we didn't get a winner. It's been a week since we've had a winner here.
I thought he was doing a dramatic pause to quickly say the answer at the end.
Yeah. And when it went off, I was like, wait, what?
Please
tell me his phone cut out and I missed it or something. But that means caller 20 right now, you get these tickets. Joe Coy, T-Mobile Arena, April 26th. You want them? Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
I had no choice. Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, you had a great football season. But was it worth it? Because some of them really put their bodies at risk. I guess the Grossman Burn Center in Kansas City has been treating dozens of people for frostbite this year. And most of them got it from that January 13th Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game where the temperature was -4 with a wind chill of -27 at kickoff. You remember that one?
Yeah, it was a cold one for sure.
It was the fourth coldest game in NFL history and the coldest Chiefs game ever. Now, around 70% of those frostbite patients are being advised to schedule amputations.
Oh my gosh.
70% are being told they need to amputate a body part. One of them is a guy who took his gloves off for 5 minutes so that he could put up a tent outside Arrowhead Stadium.
I gotta get that tent up.
Yeah, I mean, protect yourself from the elements, but don't forget about those fingers that you now have to get amputated. Even those who don't need amputations, they're not out of the woods. They say that they're going to have sensitivity and pain for the rest of their lives, and they'll always be more susceptible to frostbite in the future.
Would you give up the tip of your pinky if we can guarantee the Broncos would win the Super Bowl next year?
The tip of my pinky?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go no on that one. I care, but I don't care enough to lose a body part. You?
No, I would not do it. Maybe these people made some kind of deal with the devil.
Would you let them remove a portion of your earlobe? Not the entire earlobe, but just a little nick of it, in order to guarantee a Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
Back of my ear?
No, the earlobe.
Okay.
The bottom part. The fatty part.
Yeah.
They just take a little chunk of that out, and that means that the Cowboys will win the Super Bowl.
I love my Dallas Cowboys. I'm not going to give up any piece of my body for that team, though.
Just a tiny piece of your earlobe. The littlest tiny piece.
A little piece of flesh. No, because these people with the Chiefs made that same deal. Hey, Tom, would you give a finger for the Chiefs doing the Super Bowl? Yeah, I would,
yes,
man.
Yes, I would.
I would. Woo, here we are. Oh, no. What are my fingers now?
Well, if you, this doesn't make you love this man even more, speaking of football, when Jason Kelce gave his retirement speech, a lot of people may not have noticed, but his ankles were taped when he gave his retirement speech. There was nothing wrong with him. It was just a special moment between him and the guy who taped his ankles pregame for the past 13 years. His name is Joe Opella. He has handled the taping duty for Jason Kelce's entire career. He only called off a couple of times, but the last time was because he had to undergo a chemo treatment for his cancer. So it was the last game of Jason Kelce's career. And Jason and Joe were talking about the announcement, and Jason Kelce asked him to tape him up one last time for his press conference because he missed his last game.
How special.
He said, I really want you to be the last person to ever tape me up. So he had him come in, tape him up for the press conference. Of course, Joe was all about it. Jason supported him in so many ways during his cancer battle, and this was just another way that the two of them connected.
That's sweet. That's how special is that? I didn't notice his ankles were taped, but that's really cool.
I don't know. I really like, someone had posted that Jason Kelce's next career move needs to be like an Anthony Bourdain type show where you go and you learn the tailgate culture of different teams. Like you go to the tailgate of a Dallas Cowboys game and like, what are the fans like? What do they make? And you do it for all the different teams just to see what the culture is like pregame.
The Bills, they jump through tables at the Bills before the pregame stuff and learn about their traditions and everything. And if you haven't seen the Jason Kelce documentary on, I think it's Amazon Prime that it's on, it is so good. You learn so much about that guy. And just for me, I instantly fell in love with him watching that documentary.
Just a good man. Like, you know, when you can say that that person is a good man, he really is. He loves his wife and his family. He's a kind person. He's a good friend. He was an exceptional athlete. Just a really good person.
There's a bit in the documentary where they're asking to see a Super Bowl ring, and he can't find it. He's like, it came in a box, and it might be. And his wife said, if you went golfing, check your golf bag. He's like, I don't know where it is, guys. He's like, sorry, can't find it. It was just so like casual.
That's it,
like,
yeah.
It's somewhere in the house.
Finally, this morning, have you seen this whole thing about Five Guys, the burger chain?
I'm familiar with Five Guys. What's going on with them?
Okay, so I've never been there before. Have you had them before?
Yeah, back in D.C.
Is it good?
Mm?
Is it really good?
It was all right.
Is it $21 or $24.10 good?
For a burger? No.
And fries and a drink?
No.
Okay, that's why they're getting criticized. The chain is known for their burgers or fries, even their hot dogs, but prices for their food have gotten really expensive, and it's caused a huge backlash with customers talking about their out-of-control prices, Someone posted a receipt recently that they got when they visited the restaurant, and it showed the following charges. Bacon cheeseburger, $12.49. Regular soda, $2.89. Little fry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what size their little fries are, but I'm guessing they're little if they're called little fry. $5.19. Sales tax, $1.34. Order total, $21.91. Tip, $2.19 for a total of $24.10. A lot of people are commenting on this saying, you know, fast food is becoming a luxury meal now. $5 for a small fry is highway robbery.
That is.
It's literally just a potato and some salt. And someone wrote, Five Guys was always overpriced. Same meal was $15 10 years ago. One customer countered by saying that Five Guys was actually a better deal because you get free drink refills. You get an extra scoop of fries for free. You get free peanuts at Five Guys?
It's been, Mercedes, I went like in the 2000s,
oh my
early
gosh.
2000s.
I feel like I've been missing out this whole time. Is this like the best burger out there? What is the best burger out there? I feel like I might be missing out. 702-364-9400. Well, their CEO is talking now, and he says, we raise our prices to reflect whatever our food costs are. So if the mayonnaise guy triples his price, we pay triple for the mayonnaise. And then we'll increase the price of our product. So there you have it, straight from the customers and the Five Guys management.
Do we do a Try It Tuesday Five Guys just so you can taste it?
I mean, can we afford to?
What's our budget?
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I feel like there are warnings everywhere, but the warnings that maybe you had as a kid, I think are vastly different than the warnings that kids today have.
Oh, I was stunned when my buddy told me this. I was at my buddy's house, and I was at his house for the first time, and just talking about his house and everything, and he's got a couple younger kids, and they live close to the school, and talking about his kids walking home from school, and we start talking about safety and kids, and he told me, that this happened last year, but because of this, he doesn't allow his kids to pick up money that's on the street. So if his kids are walking along and they see a dollar bill, he tells them not to pick it up. Because apparently, last year, there was a thing where money on the street was laced with fentanyl. There was fentanyl in dollar bills and stuff. And so a kid would pick up that dollar bill. Ooh, I found some money. And next thing you know, there's fentanyl on their hands and they're getting poisoned.
That's terrifying.
Isn't it?
It's so scary. I remember, you know, my warnings were very simple compared to those things. But we have a friend who works in narcotics in law enforcement, and they tell us, like, if you have kids, have a conversation with them to never accept any sort of pill from anyone other than you directly buying it at the 7-Eleven or you got it at home. Like, their friends are like, oh, you need an Advil? Here. Do not under any circumstance take it, because they are seeing so many kids that are having these fentanyl overdoses because they weren't even trying to take like drugs. Mm-hmm. They were trying to take like a Tylenol or something, and it's laced with fentanyl.
That is so scary. Okay, then what was your warning as a kid? 702-364-9400. Because I reminded my buddy that when we were kids, the big warning was, and it's a great warning, but if a stranger pulls up and they need, excuse me, can you tell me where the 7-Eleven is, that you stay at least 5 feet away from that car. You don't get up to the car like, oh, sure, the 7-Eleven is right. And next thing you know, they're going to take you. That was the thing they told us as kids.
Yeah, that was always one. Don't talk to strangers, basically. That was the big one for us. I'm trying to think, like, what else my mom would warn me about. This is kind of like a joke, but she said and we were talking about sleepovers and letting your kids sleep over, and I never let my kids do sleepovers, but my mom let me do sleepovers. She'd always warn me not to fall asleep first because they would either put my bra in the freezer or they would put my hand in a bowl of warm water and I would pee myself. My mom always warned me about that.
So you're trying to stay up all night, not going to fall asleep.
I know. She's like, this is why I don't like you to do sleepovers. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what was a warning for you when you were a kid?
So whenever there was a class party, my mom always said, do not eat anything unless you see it come from the package.
Oh, truer words have never been spoken. I still live by that. Potlucks? Did you make this or does this come from the store? I made it. Oh, so sorry. I'm going to pass.
We had the potluck at the radio station?
Yeah.
Did you dive in any of that food?
Nope. And it's nothing personal. Sometimes there's certain ingredients my body is more sensitive to. And so I don't know. Did you put something like peanut oil? I don't react well to peanut oil. So I don't know. And I don't want to be rude. I just stay away from it. From your
smartphone. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Dancing with the Stars live is coming to Las Vegas, and you'll be there. Your ticket's coming up with Heads Up in about 7 to 10 minutes here.
What is the greenest flag that you can find in someone? I've never heard it phrased like that until yesterday. Like, oh, that is the greenest flag that you can find in someone. And I was like, I was so flattered someone said this to me. So yesterday we were talking about how people give me their babies.
At this time, yes, it's like strangers go to Mercedes, watch my kid as I do a photo shoot.
They like me to hold their babies. I have a way with babies. I can't explain it. For some reason, babies like me. It's weird. But I do take great pride in it because I love babies. So yesterday I was talking to someone who was listening to the show, and she just had a baby about 4 or 5 months ago. She said, I would have zero hesitation in handing my baby over to you too. And I was like, really? And she's like, absolutely not. She's like, there's just something that is very trusting about you is what she said. And I said, I'm flattered. I really am. Thank you for saying that. You made my day. And she said, someone that you trust with your baby is the greenest possible flag of a person ever. And I never heard it said like that. Like, what is the greenest possible flag of a person? What can someone do where you're like, that is the greenest possible flag of a person ever in existence? I think that, like, Jason Kelsey, he has a lot of these green flags popping up. And I think what we just talked about earlier, where he invited his friend who missed taping his ankles for his final game because he was getting chemo for cancer, he asked him to come and wrap his ankles for a press conference so he could be the last person to wrap his ankles. That's the greenest possible flag ever.
That's very sweet. So I'm trying to think of the green flags of people. So for example, if I have a friend that comes watches my dogs or lets my dogs out, is that a green flag?
Is that the greenest? I think a greenest possible flag is when your dogs like someone.
Okay, I see where we're going with this. Because,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we have one friend that will come over if we're tied up or something. She lives here in town, and she'll just come to the house and let the dogs out. And she'll do a video of the dogs, and they get so excited to see her. Her name is Julia. They go running up to her. They get so happy. They trust. I guess the dogs trust her, so we trust her. So that's a green flag. A friend that is great with our dogs, green flag.
That your dogs love. What is the greenest possible flag in a person? Let's talk to Aaron, what is it? What is it for you?
Good morning. Kind of along the lines we were talking about Travis and Jason Kelsey, when they have respect for their mom and talk highly of them, but, like, you know, calls them and talks highly about their mom, there's something so good about that.
That really is true. Like, there could be a fine line between being a complete and total mama's boy versus loving your mom, taking care of your mom. It's a beautiful thing. That is one of the greenest possible flags out there.
And guys, do that. Call your mom. I went through like all my 20s, like hardly ever talking to my parents. They were back east. And I remember going weeks weeks without talking to him, to the point where my family, my mom, my dad would call a friend like, hey, JC's not returning our calls. Is he good? Like, they would check in on me. And it was I was just focused on myself. And then all of a sudden, there's like this grow up where all of a sudden you're like, yeah, you know what? I need to talk to my parents more. And I talk to them all the time now. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. We're getting a bunch of texts, calls, 702-364-9400. This one says, compassion, especially towards animals and children, that is the greenest possible flag ever. This one says, my dad used to brush the snow off my mom's car and heat it up for her before she got in. What a green flag that is. My husband just takes my car and fills it up with gas, and I don't even have to ask. It just shows up full, and I'm like, oh, and it's such a green flag.
Do you acknowledge it when you get in the car?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm always just like, thank you. Oh, my gosh. This one says, takes no for an answer, listens to your opinions, and treats you like a normal human being. Green flags all the way around. This one says, it's someone who has a contingency plan for a number of situations. Also, someone who can keep chill in the direst situations. Yeah, the person that doesn't flip out, they just maintain their calm. Oh, I love that. Green flags all the way.
You should start a babysitting service. A little side hustle.
Auntie Mercedes babysitting service.
She's for hire, you guys.
I'll be your kid's auntie. Just let me know.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Amanda. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, I am.
All right. We've got these Dancing with the Stars tickets for you. Also qualify for a meet and greet with the cast before the show. Your categories are Women's Day or Barbie dolls.
I'll do Women's Day.
Women's Day it is. International Women's Day is Friday. These are all famous women. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll choose you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Amanda, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win, and you start now.
She sings Like a Virgin, Material Girl.
Madonna.
Yes. She unfortunately was killed in a car crash in a Paris tunnel.
Princess Diana.
Yes. She is the Vice President of the United States.
I don't know how to... Pass.
Okay. She had a talk show. She's like the richest woman ever. You get a car. Yes. This is, she was like a blonde bombshell actress back in the day. She was stood over the crate and the wind would make her dress lift up.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yes. She is known for the diary of that she wrote during the Holocaust.
Oh, Anne Frank.
Yes. She sings Poker Face, Born This Way.
Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. You got it. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you. Great job, you two. Amanda, you're all set with those tickets to Dancing with the Stars and also qualify for that grand prize, which is the meet and greet to meet the cast of Dancing with the Stars. And we'll have more of these tickets for you tomorrow morning right around 8:25 with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It's Mercedes in the morning. I swear we're still living with the repercussions of that awful windstorm that happened last weekend or this past weekend. And I've seen a lot of damage, but this sounds absolutely brutal.
I'm going to leave some of the names out of this story because I heard this on Wednesday. There is a car dealership in town who had hired a company to come paint some things on their lot. And I guess it was a new crew that they had hired, and maybe this company had some new people working for them because the painters came out during the windstorm to take care of said paint job that needed to be done. And they were using some spray guns to paint some things, and they came and they painted the things. And I guess the dealership A thought everything was fine until the next day when they got a call from dealership B next door to them saying, hey, did you have some stuff painted? And it's like, yeah, we did. Well, the overspray went across the street to the car dealership next door and coated 17 high-end luxury vehicles with paint.
Okay, I'm
17.
Sorry. Why would you paint when it's windy like
that? I know.
That? What are they doing?
I know. 17 vehicles on the lot next door got the overspray from this paint job. and that they have to sand these cars down and do this whole thing because of this company that came out and decided to paint in the wind.
So who are they holding them responsible for it? Are they going to be charged to fix all these cars?
The dealerships are all in the same family. They're all in the same group. But the company, the paint company, is the ones that are responsible for everything. And they talked about some of the cost. And they're still going to pay them for the paint job that they did on the one dealership. But the stuff that they cover on the other end of the dealership, the paint company is losing some money.
Oh, that sucks. But I mean,
it's ignorance.
You got to be smarter than the wind, right? Like that, just what has happened with down trees and shingles and just damage in general. And then let's talk about the car wash issues that have been happening. Has anyone been able to get their car washed? Because all I see are lines. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes.
Are you one of those people that is like, okay, when is this going to be open for me?
I've been trying for the last couple of weeks to get a car wash, and I cannot. Either the lines or the weather, and my car is a disaster zone.
It's so true. Every time I drive by the car wash, I just see lines around the block, and I've never seen it like that before.
It's crazy. I finally got into one Wednesday afternoon. Jones and Warm Springs. There's a gas station down here. Line wasn't that bad, but I tried to hit the one Hattie's, Flamingo and 215, line outside the lot down the street. There's a Terrible's car wash at Charleston and 215 in that Best Buy shopping complex, and I pulled in there, and the line was kind of around the corner, and then I realized there was a break in the line, and it went all the way back to Hash House of Go-Go. That's how far back the line went.
Oh, dang. That's like when you go to Cane's, and you're like, oh, there's only three people in line. No, there's on the other side of the parking lot. That's where the rest of the line.
Oh, and you see someone who doesn't realize there's a gap in the line, and they try to slide in.
You're like,
not going to happen.
I'm getting my sauce. More Mercedes in the
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Forbes has just released their list of the highest paid actors in Hollywood. And a lot of people were kind of like, okay, what's going on here? At the final tally, Margot Robbie cashed in as Hollywood's biggest female moneymaker, and Adam Sandler sits atop the throne for men. But what a lot of people noticed was the difference in what the two celebrities made. Adam Sandler walked away with $73 million a year, and the Barbie star walked away with $59 million a year. It's a ton of money, but that's a huge discrepancy between the two.
Is that his average overall, or what he made last year in 2023? Because what did Adam Sandler do last year? Is it like an average of all his years? You take the Happy Gilmore, you take the Billy Madison and all the movies he's done, and the average per year, and that's what he's averaging, making him the highest? Or if in 2023, that seems... Because I think 2023, I think Margot Robbie, that was her year.
It's highest paid actor, so that's what he gets paid. So I would guess in the last year.
Dang!
He's a producer. He's got his hands in everything.
He
has his own production company. And so, yeah, that's a big gap, though. A lot of people are like, okay, I guess he was part of four different movies for Netflix last year. Margot had only two movies. There were other stars on the list. Tom Cruise, Ryan Gosling, Jennifer Aniston, Denzel Washington. Also this morning, have you noticed, do you like spicy food?
I change, and I do. For majority of my life, I did not, but something changed over the past few years where I do enjoy spicy food.
Well, did you know that jalapenos are less spicy than they used to be?
That's probably why I started enjoying them.
Like your grandma's jalapeno had a lot more kick to it. Around 40 years ago, farmers intentionally started growing them to be bigger and less hot. And most of the ones we grow now are used in things like pre-made salsa and, you know, flavored chips, and food companies wanted them mild so they would be more consistent. That's easier when you're less likely to get a batch that's really, really hot. Well, someone on social media posted about it this week and linked it to a story from last year. Hotter jalapenos still exist, but they tend to come from smaller farms. And most of the ones at grocery stores are called TAM 2 peppers, which are created by a team at Texas A&M. If food companies want to make things spicier now, they usually add an extract, the same stuff that is used in pepper spray, to make their stuff spicier.
So they're adding stuff to it,
yeah,
add the spice.
The jalapenos are not as spicy as they used to be. I noticed that too. Like, whenever I go home, my mom always has a bunch of like fresh jalapenos in the fridge. And like, I love just biting into them and eating them. They're so good. Or I don't know if we've ever tried this for Try It Tuesday, but have you ever put peanut butter on a jalapeno?
No, but it sounds delicious.
It's amazing. Remember your celery with peanut butter,
yeah,
and salt?
I wasn't a fan of that.
Do it with a jalapeno. It will change your life. It's amazing. One of my favorite snacks out there. So good. But yeah, the jalapenos, they pretty much taste like celery now. They're not even spicy.
Have you noticed that when you make your chili? Or you get special...
I use hatch chilies, which is different than jalapenos.
Okay.
Yeah, it's totally different. But yeah, there's different batches. Like when you buy it, you're like, do you want... mild, medium. My mom always gets medium, but then when she goes down to New Mexico to get some, I'm like, well, you get a couple of hot batches because I like them. Mm-hmm. I like it really, really spicy. But then the problem is no one can eat it when I make it except for me. Finally, this morning, Carrie Royale is looking to make some money off of her 2012 meeting with Prince Harry. In case you forgot, back in 2012, rather, the Duke of Sussex was a party boy, Prince Harry was. And he came to Vegas, remember, when he made that visit here?
Yeah, was in his underwear or naked or something, photos floating around?
He was stripping down, having pictures taken. Well, now this girl, Carrie Royale, she's on OnlyFans. She's a model. And she's thinking of sharing some of these unseen photos of Harry because she thinks he's an idiot, was what she says. She made some huge money by auctioning off his underwear that he wore that weekend. A San Diego strip club boss bought his underwear for $250,000 and says they're going to be a hit with the tourists. He says that people are going to come into his club just to see Harry's underwear, which, I mean, is that a draw for you?
Not for me.
Not for me either. But, she says that she's going to reveal some pretty interesting photos of the guy here very soon. I'm not sure when, but it might just be on OnlyFans, so you'll have to check it out there.
So we have to join OnlyFans and then sign up for her account and wait for her to go live to show us the photo she has on her OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
Too many hoops to jump through.
Did you see his underwear, though?
No.
They're black.
Oh.
And they're very short. They're not like briefs. But they're not the boxer briefs. They're like the short shorts.
They're like low rise?
No, they're like,
why am I now Googling?
They're like shorts. They're like short shorts.
I gotta look them up.
Yeah, like how do you explain those? I don't know, like, all the different terms in men's underwear. I know tidy whities. I know boxer briefs.
Well, there's low rise. I wear low rise.
Well, so low rise just comes down low, but
yeah, the shorter, they're mini briefs almost is what I wear. They're called mini briefs. Hugo Boss mini briefs is what I wear.
Okay, let me see here. Mini briefs. Okay, why do these have Minnie Mouse on them? That's not what I was asking
there's
for.
There's no cartoon imprints on my underwear.
No.
I can tell you that much. Oh, there they are. Yeah, they're kind of boxer briefish, but tighter. Interesting.
I mean, I was dying to see those. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and I have a game for you guys.
You got a game for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's called Jingle Jangle.
Jingle Jangle.
It sounds like a treat that you would eat from Trader Joe's.
Did we have a coworker we used to nickname Jingle Jangle?
Did we?
Yes.
Don't they have something at Trader Joe's called Jingle Jangle?
It sounds like a great snack.
What's the snack at Trader Joe's? Jingle Jangle? Something Jingle? Jingle? Oh, I don't know. But this is called Jingle Jangle. And how it works is I'm going to give you a product, and you need to sing the jingle to that product. Okay?
Okay.
Whoever gets the most jingles in 60 seconds will win. I'm going to have you and Steph face off, and then you at home, you guys play along. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send Steph out, much like I do for Minden Mondays.
For Beat Mercedes? Mercedes.
Yeah. I'm out there. There's nothing. You can't hear anything out there. And I'm going to give them to you. See how many you get. And
okay.
Then we're going to bring Steph in and test her. Okay?
All right, Steph, you're
all right,
out?
I'm heading out. Yep.
She's headed out. Okay, she's out of her studio.
All right. We're going to use, let me see here if this works. Yeah, this is the Mega Minute timer. It's 60 seconds. So we're going to use that to see how many of these jingles you can sing.
So he's going to sing it.
In 60 seconds. Not the whole thing, but just enough.
A little taste
okay?
of it, sure, yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, it is time for Jingle Jangle. Kit Kat Bar.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me a piece of that Kit Kat Bar.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Burger King.
Have it your way at BK.
State Farm.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Meow Mix.
Meow, 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 meow.
Toys R Us.
I'm a good kid. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Oscar Mayer.
I wish I had an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Folgers Coffee.
Pass.
Alka-Seltzer.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Chili's.
Give me that baby back, baby back, baby, baby. Chili's, baby back rib.
Cars for Kids.
1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Liberty Mutual.
Liberty Mutual Insurance. Pass, I don't know that one.
Lucky Charms.
A pass.
Nationwide Insurance.
Nationwide is on your side.
That is correct.
Oh, gosh. I had my eyes closed trying to focus.
You did very well. Now, you did not get them all. I made a hash mark for everyone you got right. I'm not going to tell you how many you got correct.
Oh, okay.
We're going to save it for the end. But I have the ones you got correct.
Okay.
All right.
So I can listen to this. I'll get Steph. Hold on.
Steph, she's coming back in. Yeah, okay. She's coming in.
She's going into her studio. Wow.
That was intense.
That put your mind to work right there.
I heard a lot of screaming.
Groaning.
Yeah, just more screaming when I heard JC go, okay.
All right, Steph, I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock.
All right.
I'm going to tell you the product, and you sing a portion of that jingle. This is the game Jingle Jangle. Are you ready?
I'm ready for Jingle Jangle.
Okay, here we go. Kit Kat Bar.
Break me up a piece of that Kit Kat Bar.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Burger King.
Have it your way, yeah.
State Farm.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Meow Mix.
Meow, 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 meow.
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us. Oh, the giraffe. Oh, oh, ee, Pat.
Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer wiener.
Folgers Coffee.
Oh, God. Oh, take a, darn it. Oh, Jesus, pass.
Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer.
Chili's.
Baby back, baby back, baby back ribs.
Cars for Kids.
Cars for Kids.
Liberty Mutual.
Liberty Mutual. Ding, 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 ding.
Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one.
Do you guys like my fake made-up ones when I did not know?
You did not get points for the fake made-up ones.
What if they want them?
And JC had a couple that you were like, that you made up.
Kind of winging it.
So... the winner. I didn't tell Steph. I didn't tell JC how many he got right.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Okay. Steph, we'll start with you. Oh. You got 7 correct.
Wow.
Okay.
Great job, JC.
Yes.
In Jingle Jangle, you got 10 correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
He is the Jingle Jangle genius. What was funny for me was the Alka-Seltzer one. Steph, you're like, what? See if this rings a bell. JC, go for it.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
What?
You don't know that one. That was
no.
Okay, and then Burger King. You did not get that one, JC. Steph did, though.
Have it your way.
Is there a jingle to it, though?
I don't know.
I thought you sang something.
You did sing.
I sang something fake. Yes, I did. You can give me 6.
I gave you a point for that one.
Not bad.
Mix
94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow to get you ready to go on a finally Friday, ready for the weekend. And we'll have more of those Joe Coy tickets to give away tomorrow with the Mega Minute. Can we finally get a winner this week? It's been a rough one. Today we really hurt.
That's stunning.
That was so sad.
Because the guy doesn't drink, so we didn't know what a mimosa was.
Oh.
Darn it.
I know. But anyway, we are headed out. J-Love is back from vacation. He is on the way next. And right now it's time for the line of the day.
We learned that Steph was not a fan of that free U2 album that everyone got in their iTunes back in 2014.
It was the Songs of Innocence album. And I'll never forget it because every day when I get into my car, I have that album still on my phone. I have yet to delete it. And it starts playing.
Oh.
I hate it. It's so annoying. I'm sorry. The song that plays is this one. And I'm like, change it.
I'm a fan of U2 and I even deleted the album.
Man, that was like giving them, they were giving us a gift for free. And everyone's like, we don't want it. Take it back. Do you have the receipt for this?
It's the most overpriced free album out there. That'll do it for show number 2019 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.